Hey, I'm Ann Davis. This is Desert Air, a show that tells the stories of the many Las Vegases, its color and quirks, along with its struggles and wins. In this episode, I follow a local high school student's journey from photography novice to winner of a national-level photography competition, all within the span of 2 years. Taya Etzel remembers her first major win at a photography competition like it was yesterday.
I saw my name up on the screen and everything just like everything around me, it felt like to me just kind of went silent and blank. And it was so surreal. And I just a huge rush of emotions. And yeah, I mean, I was crying up on stage.
As Etzel walked through the cheering crowd and tearfully stepped onto the stage last June to accept her gold medal, she became the newest member of a small group of Las Vegas-based students to win first place in the photography division of the Skills USA Championships. This annual competition in Atlanta gives high school students around the country a chance to compete in more than 100 technical categories corresponding to real-world jobs. Yet, Etzel's victory was also the culmination of years of tireless training and near wins. Just 2 years earlier, in 2021, she didn't know how to use a digital camera and professed only a vague interest in photography.
I remember looking at the list of electives I could take at my high school, and I said, oh, photography, that sounds interesting. And I just kind of saw it as a fun class.
That notion was dispelled when she met James Counts, Shadow Ridge High School's multimedia communications teacher.
Once I had Mr. Counts, I really saw just the potential and how photography influences our world and see it as an art form and how expressive you can be with it.
Counts, who had been teaching photography and visual arts for the Clark County School District since 2015, could spot talent when he saw it. And he saw it in Etzel. Before long, Count says, Etzel had jumped into training for Skills USA with both feet.
Taya made it her thing. She became one of those that it's like, I'm doing this. This is my new career focus. And that is what she is going into.
Within 6 months, Etzel had learned how to use a digital camera well enough to place second at the Skills USA state competition in the spring of 2022. Though her score wasn't high enough to advance to the championships, Etzel says it provided the motivation she needed to train harder for the following year's competition.
It made me see, I was like, wow, I really do have some potential in this and that my hard work is paying off. And how much work I put into this determines my result and where I can go with it.
Reinvigorated, Etzel and Counts spent hours each week studying the judges' notes for her, drilling editing techniques, and taking hundreds of photos all around Las Vegas. Through it all, Counts ensured each misstep was a learning experience.
You got that old saying, failure is not an option. It's like, I mean, yeah, kind of is, because you're going to fall on your face. That's the learning process. School is a safe place to fail. And get back up and keep doing and keep doing.
By the time April 2023 rolled around, Etzel had won the state competition and was on track to compete in the championships in June. She laughs as she remembers her jitters before the competition.
I still was just as nervous as the first time.
Now, a year after her win, Etzel's a freshman at Oregon State University studying digital communication arts and photography. When Counts considers both her work at OSU School Newspaper and her plans to pursue professional photography after she graduates, he sees the real-life fulfillment of his mission as an arts teacher in Etzel.
My goal is for them to have a skill that makes them long-term employable. I want to keep them so that they can survive downturns, because goodness knows we've had a chunk of those.
And for those students who just see photography as a fun class, like Etzel initially did, Count says it can still lead to personal growth.
If for nothing else, it's a confidence booster. It allows them to do and see real world consequences of what they accomplish.
Desert Air is the best of Desert Companion magazine for your ears, and it's all done by the talented folks at Nevada Public Radio. You're able to hear this without ads because of listener support. You can find more on this story and how to keep others like it coming at knpr.org. I'm your host, Ann Davis. Thanks for listening.